We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And here's a quick update on what we have been talking about this afternoon. If you're just getting in your car, or just tuning in, we talked about the storm that is moving into the Gulf of Mexico. It's a tropical wave or depression. It's going to be a tropical depression. I mean, we're not really sure what it is. It doesn't look like it's going to come in this direction, but it's something that everybody's going to watch because it gets into the Gulf and, you know, nobody can predict where something is going to go. But right now, it looks like it's likely going to hit somewhere between Houston and Brownsville, Texas, which is good news for us, but it's something we're watching. We've also been talking about the monster storm, Hurricane Florence. The Cajun Navy is on its way. Others from this area, this part of the country, from Louisiana and Mississippi, they're on their way to help out, and that's what people do. So there are times like this that bring out the best in some people. But in talking about Hurricane Florence, I couldn't help but think back on televangelist Pat Robertson of the 700 Club, making an irrational point that God had sent Hurricane Katrina to punish New Orleans because of homosexuals in the French Quarter. I thought that was a joke at the time. But now that it's headed right for his home state of North Carolina and South Carolina, what does he say now? We also talked about the Slidell math teacher who is no longer a teacher at Slidell High because a math teacher miscalculated her reaction to a social media post. She wrote, "Want to not be stereotyped? Tell people that of that color to quit acting like animals and perpetuating the stereotype." Should she have been fired? No, I think so. You can't have that attitude and express it. If you're a police officer, you can't have an attitude that shows any sign of racism. I mean, if you're a racist and you can do your job and be totally fair, that's one thing. And this really does lead into the conversation we had last hour, which is on this day, September 12, 1960, Democratic presidential candidate John F. Kennedy spoke to the Greater Houston Ministerial Association. He tried to assure the ministers that his Catholic faith would not come into play when he was making decisions for the American people as president of the United States. And I just think it's time for us to denounce religion as being part of a political campaign. And the audacity that some candidates have to say that God is endorsing them is blasphemous. You don't know that God's endorsing you, but there are people that imply that God is endorsing their campaign. And so often these people have been a total disappointment to us, and I'm assuming to God as well. Also, we're going to add to the conversation a survey that shows something that's really not that shocking. Teenagers use social media to make their relationships with friends and family stronger, but they acknowledge that it takes away face-to-face communication. Is texting socially acceptable? Is this a socially acceptable way to communicate? What if you're breaking up with somebody? What if you're firing somebody? Is it acceptable to do that over a text? I mean, there are benefits to texting. What are they? There are benefits to talking. What are they? And here's our Blue Runner Foods poll. Would you rather talk or text? Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. And if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon about anything we're talking about, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Also, the ACLU has sent a letter to Kenner Mayor Ben Zahn, claiming that he's violating the First Amendment, and I would agree with that. A really dumb move. I got a text here that says he's probably running for president of Jefferson Parish. He probably is, and you know he might even win. But just because somebody thinks something's popular doesn't make it right. And in his statement justifying what he did, Mayor Ben Zahn totally contradicted everything that he said about freedom of speech. The government should not be involved in curtailing freedom of speech. And that's exactly what he's using his position as mayor of Kenner to do. But it is getting him attention. All right, from Covington, Aaron, thanks for hanging on. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good afternoon, man. So many things to comment on, but mostly I would say with the religion thing, Most Christians aren't very Christ-like. Kennedy wasn't very Catholic-like. He was an adulterer and many other things. And we shouldn't judge people on the similarities that are obvious to us or what they say is us, but what they actually do. And, you know, to bring up, like, maybe many things, but fake news is ubiquitous nowadays. So if 1,000 people believe something for a week, it's fake news. But if 1 billion people believe some falsehood for 1,000 years, it's called religion. And they find that they hold that to be themselves. And Pat Robertson or whomever says that, he might as well say, we're going to pray really hard and the next full moon's not going to happen.
Yeah.
He has about as much chance of that going down as he has of, you know, moving this hurricane. People should just judge people on their works, on what they do, and be more beholden to themselves and their own actions rather than some, you know, panacea that they believe.
And Aaron, I appreciate you taking time to call the show. And I love when people like this call and they're the ones that make sense. And you know, look, sometimes people have a different opinion from me, and they make sense in their own minds. I understand that. We just disagree on some issues. But, you know, it's the far right and the far left traditionally that make the most noise. And that needs to stop, because there are more of us than there are of them. There was a survey up today that showed 27% of Americans identify themselves as Democrats. 28% identify themselves as Republicans. 42% identify themselves as independents. So remember, even though the far right believes that President Trump is their guy, he was really elected by the independents. He was elected by not the hardcore right wing. He was elected by those voters, those rational, common sense, maverick moderates, Democrats and Republicans, that couldn't stand Hillary Clinton for countless reasons, and they just wanted change. Now, does this mean Trump's going to have an easy shot at being reelected? I don't know, but I do know this. At some point, Trump is going to have to stop placating to the specific far right that he's placating to now, because that's not the group that elected him to office. Bobby, you're on WWL.
Good afternoon, Scoot. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for hanging on, Bobby.
That's okay. And I want to say to the mayor of North Carolina, my dad's over there, I want to thank him and congratulate him for his step in this move forward into that position of the hurricane for the people.
Yeah, you know, we know what they're on. We know what's happening to them. We know because we've been through it.
And as far as the other preacher retired that's up over there, in Revelation it says, so all the storms and hurricanes and tornadoes comes from someone evil, of the evil forces of the earth, because when Jesus was asleep in the ship, his disciples asked him, Master, don't you care if we perish or survive? The wind is beating up the ship. And Jesus says, oh, you have little faith. Wind be still, go away. And everything went back to normal.
Well, that's a great story, Bobby, but that's not going to happen in Carolina.
Well, we don't know who Christ has already chosen inside that entire big state. And he's got children there. Every state got children of Christ there. Everyone. I believe that.
No, I believe that, too.
Have you ever been stopped by the police?
Have I ever been stopped by the police?
Yeah,
I have. I've gotten tickets.
Do you feel good when he asks you to show you your driver's license?
I don't feel bad.
Okay, if he had to lie to the police, would you feel bad?
Yeah, I wouldn't be. I'm not comfortable lying, although sometimes, you know, we feel like we have to lie. But no, I wouldn't be comfortable lying.
Okay, every black person on this planet in America has to lie to the police when they pull him over. Let me see your driver's license. Sir, my name is John Plantation, such and such. White people are so loving and so beautiful, like kings and queens. I love everybody on the planet. But a black person has no identity, sir. Do you know what that's like, not to have an identity? That's awful, not to know who you really are. Your mouth opens up and babbles out, I'm representing Master So-and-so. Not me, not my granddaddy, not my sister, but I'm saying we belong to that plantation.
All right. Bobby,
Can you understand?
Yeah, well, no, I understand, Bobby. I think it's time that you check the calendar.
It doesn't matter. You got to change your name.
It matters. How did you get your name?
Came down through the plantation.
How did you get your name?
Through the plantation.
Okay, are you black?
No.
Would you tell the person in the back? Tell the person in the background to either shut up or call the show on a separate line. Okay, this is between you and me.
And how you feel?
Okay,
it won't go away though. It'll still be there.
Well, at least they're with you and not me. So,
go back to school and you'll find out how a person really feels about representing.
You're a white guy and you got your name from a plantation. I've totally lost your point. I don't get it.
I'm caught between a white man and an Indian having sex. That's me.
Oh, cuckoo, cuckoo. I love that these people call this show, but why do they call this show? I mean, seriously. What is it about me that causes people like this to call a show? And it happens almost every afternoon. God, I lie. It's almost like I pay these people, but I don't. I promise. They just randomly call the show. Is there something in my voice that draws these people in? See, this is one reason why you should tune in, even if you disagree with me. Would you rather talk or text? Our number is 260-1870. Text 870-870. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. All right, so, you know, you text somebody, you tell them you love them. I mean, that's really sweet and nice. Would you rather text them, I love you, or would you rather call them and say, I love you? Here's an update on our Blue Runner Foods poll. Would you rather talk or text? 63% say they would rather talk. 38% say they would rather text. Sometimes, I'd rather text. Give us your opinion by going to WWL.com. Well, that last caller. Come on, I'm sure you agree with me. WTF. I'm getting text pouring in about the last caller. Just, Scoot, I think the reason crazy people call into your show is because you create a safe place where they feel like they can voice their opinions. Well, whatever I'm doing, I'm going to keep doing it because it really is entertaining. Remember that guy from Baton Rouge had called a couple weeks ago? Guy from Baton Rouge said that that there are extreme pedophiles running the country, including one in the White House, and it's all part of this global child pornography ring. That Trump is part of it. The Mueller investigation is part of it. Hillary and Obama are part of it. And they have these parties, and in some cases they slice the throats of the children, and they drink their blood, and they get a high 3 to 4 times as high as the high that you would get doing cocaine. I mean, and this guy was serious. Here's a text that says, I almost choked to death listening to that. Ask him to call back. Another text says, I would rather text. Y'all's hold time is too long. I get that. You know, we do the best we can. Here's a text that says, damn, just wowed to the last caller. My IQ decreased from listening to them. I know, really, that guy was nuts. Here's a text. I'm a longtime listener. I don't always agree with you, but I respect your opinion. That last caller, great display of restraint. Great show. Have a great day. Thank you. Here's a text. It's because I'm crazy. Well, I mean, I know I'm crazy. Ozell from Covington, you're on WWL.
Hello. How are you doing, Mr. Scoot?
I'm good, sir.
I'm from Covington. I'm a North Shore pastor.
Mm-hmm.
And about politics and religion.
Mm-hmm.
What religion and a relationship with God does, it gives you a certain moral compass.
Mm-hmm.
To where you know what the Bible speaks against. It gets into your spirit, and those are things that you tend not to want to do. Like I said, thou should not kill. If you're a good, upstanding Christian, you tend not to want to murder no one. Certain scriptures, it helps you form how you feel about society.
Right. Well, Pastor, essentially, the concept of God, regardless of the religion, holds people accountable.
Yes.
But, you know, there are atheists who don't believe in God, but they still have a moral code. They believe more in, I guess you'd call it karma. They don't go out of their way to do bad things because they feel like ultimately they need to contribute to society by being good people. So, you know, the whole idea is to just have something that holds people accountable.
Well, me personally, in my personal walk with the Lord, is my knowledge of the Word and interaction with the Holy Spirit of God that keeps me with that moral compass to know right from wrong, which we don't see a lot of in society nowadays.
I totally understand. Pastor, I'm going to have to leave it there because I've got news coming up, but I appreciate you taking time to call our show.
Yeah, God bless you, brother.
All right, God bless you, too. If you're on hold, hang on. We'll get right back to more of your calls after a quick news update. Would you rather talk or text? That's our Blue Runner Foods poll. 55% say talk, 45% say text. Look, there are advantages to texting. I mean, you get right to the point. There's no BS, you know, because sometimes you talk and sometimes just texting is just right to the point. But those written words in the text message, they don't carry emotion, and sometimes that's a... All right, so a new survey shows that teenagers use social media to make their relationships with friends and family stronger, but they acknowledge that it does take away from face-to-face communications. Is texting a socially acceptable way to communicate now? Now, there are benefits to texting. There are benefits to talking. Would you rather talk or text? That's our Blue Runner Foods poll. Here's an update. Right now, it's 50-50. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. Let me share with you just a few comments post from the live conversation that's been going on, which goes on every day during our show, live on Facebook at WWL Radio. And here's a comment. The video is about the teacher losing her job, and should she have lost her job for what she posted on Facebook? Barbara says, yes, teachers need to just teach the facts and not their personal opinions. And then this comment from Amy, how can she treat all of her children the same if she has so much hatred toward some of them? And here's a comment from Herbert that says, when are people going to learn? When you post stuff, people see it. Sometimes you don't want them to. That's what happened here. She used her private account, but one of her friends shared. And, you know, there's a great lesson there. And, I mean, if you don't understand that, that's not society's problem. That's your problem. From the North Shore, Don, welcome to our show.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I called about the voter comment you made, but if I could make a comment about your last caller first, or your second to last caller first.
Okay.
I live on the North Shore, and if you're, I'm sitting here eating my peanuts, and I realize no matter how big of a bag of peanuts I have, you've got a bigger bag of nuts on your show.
I know, Don. I've got a text here that says, hey, Scoot, maybe you should start thinking of yourself as the Pied Piper of idiots. LOL, love the show. Keep doing what you're doing. I don't know what it is, but I certainly get my share of loonies that call.
Yeah, that's the understatement of the year. But if I can make a quick comment on, you made a comment about the voting, about there's more of the moderates than there are of the fringes, on the two fringes.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't disagree with that statement. I think where the problem comes in, and I think you'll agree, is that roughly 80% or better of the extremes on both ends, they're active and they vote, to where a very small minority of those in the middle, and the closer you get to the middle, the less likely you are to vote and the less likely you are to be informed in any way, shape, or form of what's going on. Point being that if you ask a moderate, you know, hey, what happened on Fox today or CNN or MSNBC, or they could now, 4, 6, and 8, they can tell you. But most of them, but on the national news, they pretty much, they really don't know. And it's mostly because up until 30 days before the election, they don't care.
Yeah, a generalization, Don, but a fair generalization. And I agree with you. The fringes are more politically active. I still think it boils down to numbers that are too small to sway an election. But, you know, but what you're saying is a message to the moderates. It's a message to those who, you know, they say they're Republican or Democrat, but, you know, they're, depending on the issue, they're kind of conservative or kind of liberal, and they don't follow party ideology completely.
Well,
those people need to get out and vote.
Well, I agree with that to some extent, but I think we, I call myself a conservative, okay? And I am. But I think we get mixed up with conservative and liberal, and we forget that it's actually there's four and not two political ideologies. There's libertarian, there's conservative, there's liberal, and then there's the populist. You know, so I mean, I think.
Well, but there are only two, two parties that dominate. So people in those other, who follow those other ideologies fall into either the Republican or the Democratic category or independent.
Well, and I'm not disputing that. What I'm saying is though, like, I call myself a conservative because if I tell people I'm a libertarian,
yeah,
they get all bonkers and think I mean no government at all. And what I really mean is that I want the government doing exactly what the Constitution says it's supposed to do, and I want it out of my pocket and out of my house. And people don't understand that. And so when you say you're, for instance, I'm not for same-sex marriage, okay? I also believe that marriage is a religious institution, and so I don't think government should be involved in marriage. I don't care if it's opposite sex or same sex. It's none of, pardon my French, but it's none of their damn business.
That's
and
French?
Spanish, maybe.
Now, look, Don, I mean, I agree. So you personally are against same-sex marriage, but you don't think the government should be involved in the decision.
Right, and I don't think they should be issuing marriage licenses. It's a contract. You want to sign a contract? Sign a contract. You want to get married? Go see a priest. And if your church marries you, whatever, wants to marry you, that's between you and your church and your God. My point is that I think most Americans in the middle, what they vote on and what statistics shows us and research has shown us is that what people in the middle typically vote on is their pocketbook, which is what affects them the most.
Don, I'm glad you called the show. You know, but if the government, here's what the Supreme Court ruled. The Supreme Court ruled that if the government recognizes heterosexual marriage, then it is unconstitutional to ban same-sex marriage. Basically, the Supreme Court did not create a new law. It simply interpreted the Constitution in such a way that it is unconstitutional to ban this. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WFUL. Look, if you've got somebody that you really like, you know, you want to hear their voice. You want to talk to them. I wonder if it's ever going to get to the point where there's going to be, you know how they have these adult phone lines, you know, like adult sex. I wonder if there'd be like adult text lines, adult sexting. the text will say they already have that. They have like they do pictures and stuff. I'm thinking about just the words, like, you know, be like kind of robotic. Hey, you're driving me crazy. Tell me what you're doing right now. Anyway, there are advantages to texting. Here's an update on our Blue Runner Foods poll. Would you rather talk or text? 53% say talk, 47% say text. Give us your opinion at WWL.com. From Avondale, John, thanks for hanging on. Welcome to our show.
Hey, thanks, Scoot. Wild topic, that caller earlier. I had a couple of questions for you there. First of all, you know, why are you going to come out the closet and admit that you're a homosexual man? And why do you dress like a woman every day? Because you look like a big gay man. That's what you look like, a loser.
Did you have another? He hung up. I was going to give him a chance to follow up with that. I mean, you can go to the Facebook page. I mean, do you think I dress like a gay guy? Think I dress like a big gay guy? I mean, you can go to the Facebook page, WWL Radio. Take a look at my last video. It's posted up there. I'm proud of the way I dress. Don't make excuses for it. When it comes to clothes, you pick out clothes that you feel good in. So do I. And I can't help that this is my taste. And if somebody doesn't like it, well, you know, it's really kind of too bad. From Slidell, Dave, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot. I'm so disappointed in you. I followed you for many, many, many years. And I'm really, you know, there's an old saying, like father, like son. If you're a true child of God, then you are as he wants you to be. You are like him. In the beginning, we were created spiritual beings.
All right, well, what is it that disappointed you?
Because you push God out of everything, and
That's not true.
God is not, he is a conservative. He has his way, and that's it.
Dave,
we have no choice.
Dave, done. Wait, you're disappointed in me because I push God out of things, and you're going to call this show and tell everybody that God's a conservative? Are you crazy?
You cannot go against him.
I don't go against God, Dave, if you actually listen to the show. I'm disappointed that you don't actually listen.
I do. But see,
Give me an example. Give me a specific example. If you're going to make this charge, give me a specific example of me going against God on the air.
Jesus said, who is my mother and who is my father?
Give me a specific example. You can't, can you, Dave? So you call up this show to say, tell everybody you're disappointed.
Everything is against God.
That is not true. That is not true, Dave.
Are you really serious?
That is absolutely not true. I am very serious. I have a great relationship with God. You may not like that.
So do I.
Okay, well, I'm not.
He talks to me every single day.
Well, he's talking to me, too.
I don't believe that. People don't believe it.
Dave.
He does.
God.
I'm a chef. I worked in New Orleans for many years. Some mornings I drive to New Orleans, and I went all the way to New Orleans, didn't pay attention to the road or nothing, and he got me.
So wait a minute. What, you think you're the only one?
No, I'm not the only one.
Because God, wait, why would you think God doesn't talk to me? Why did you call this show?
Hold on, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
All right. There were 19 million came out of Egypt during the time.
No, Dave, religious history doesn't matter here. I want you to tell me why you're saying that I push God out of my show and out of my life. You got to be specific now. I'm not going to let you call this show and just criticize.
God does not compromise. He is the ultimate. He decides what goes on. Just like Trump is in office because he put him in office. That's the Bible says that.
Okay.
And I can prove it. I got the words. I got them in front of me, in fact.
Who wrote those words? But man wrote it down.
All right, man wrote it down.
And when did man write it down? Did they write it down while Jesus was still alive? No, they did not. The Bible was written maybe at the closest 75 years after Christ died.
That is true. I will give you that. I went to seminary. I do know that. But however, at what point God gave us that so we could know him. You can't say I love ice cream if you've never tasted it, right?
Dave, you're not making your point. You're telling me that you called the show to tell me that you're disappointed because I pushed God out of the show, and that is factually not true.
God made us in his image and his likeness.
That doesn't answer the question, Dave. So I'm going to ask you this. Please don't call this show anymore with false claims and false charges. If you can't give me something specific, don't call me.
Then call me on my own time. And I'll talk with you.
I'm not going to call you on. I'm too busy talking to God. All right, if you're on hold, stay with us. I've got a bunch of people that want to respond to that last caller. I've been very open about my life. And I go to church. I believe in God. I have different opinions from you, but it doesn't mean that I'm like godless. I mean, that's absurd. You know, give me a specific example. And the guy couldn't. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back. On WWL. All right. Would you rather talk or text? That's our Blue Runner Foods poll. 55% say talk. 45% say text. Give us your opinion at WWL. Troy, you're on WWL. Welcome.
Hey, Scoot. I listen to you all the time on my way home from work, and there's a lot of stuff I don't agree with. But, hey, you know what? It's all good. But one thing about it, I don't understand it. I hear it a lot. People want to judge everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And the last time I checked, and I'm, you know, maybe I'm wrong, but I think God was the only one that could judge somebody.
Well, there's so much in the Bible that would counter what that last caller said. I mean, here's a guy who's calling the show to tell me that he's listened for years and he's disappointed in me because I pushed God out of the show, and that's simply not true. And then he made the claim that
you bring it up.
Yeah, I do. I bring up God a lot. I bring up religion a lot on the show. But he didn't have one single example to give me. And that's frustrating to me because I'll have people say, well, you're nothing but fake news. And I say, well, give me one example of fake news. And they can't. Exactly. I said, well, you lie. Well, give me one lie. And they have no answer. So it's really frustrating.
I know, but that's the thing about it is I listen to you. I don't agree with some of the things you say. A lot of it I do. But you know what? That's a difference in opinion. Right. But
Troy,
for people to call you and tell you that you're not this and you're not that, they're judging.
I know. I'm gonna have to leave it there, Troy. I love this text. God is a conservative. If so, his son was a liberal. Sports Talk is coming up next with Christian, Bobby, and Deuce live from the Beau Rivage Casino. That's going to be a lot of fun. I'm Scoot. Thank you for being part of our show. We are back tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Love you, New Orleans.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.